Schau da, Perch auf Chas.
Okay, ich gehe. Ja, aber so ist Afi, der ich wie das so, wie ich das so lusse, in Majegel, in Majegel, in Eulam, in Eulam, Zimtzima Atzma, Lislabisch, Bechol Eulam, Lidaber, Bin Yoni, Oise Eulam, Kvi Inin, Erech, Oise Eulam, Kadesh Yuchel, Is Bol, Kadush Hasava, Eure, Ad, Shabaridit, Olavoy, Lizeh, Eulam, Lislabisch, Gamkin, Lidaber, Beerke, Bin Yoni, Zeh, Eulam, Visipurim, Dahai, Alma, Kadesh Yuchel, Zeh, Eulam, Is Bol, Kadush Hasava, Eure, Amnam, Im Shim, Adberes, Tachtoinim, Remezzi behem gufi teuro avinyonim pnimim, pnimim lepnimim, kavoyim agvoy ad in tachas, right? That the teuro, in this world, it's nislabish in things that have physical, that exist in the physical world. Letirtzach, letinaf, all these things. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim. When Hashem said, the Malachim didn't want the teuro to come down from Torah, and the Gemara on Shabbos, and Hashem said, Moshe, you answer them. And he said, you don't have a Yitzhahara, the Torah is not talking to you. It's true. So what did the Malachim hold, Taka? Moshe's Tainah is so good. What did the Malachim hold? The Teretz is, the Malachim was looking at the Torah from its pshat in that world. And its pshat in that world is what we would call Soid or Soidia Torah, but for them it's pshat. That's what the Torah is saying. Right? That's how it works. And in each Olam, right? The letters are broken up differently. It's Kulo Shemus of Hashem, like Ramban said. Oh. To listen to Slavish in our world, the fee our understanding. But the Sardis is still there. I am Zoyer. I'm a Ri Vanda Komashik of Jboch, Ois of Oritz, Hakobo Besoyed Hakochmo, Oid Posach Romer, Bekam a Toyvim, Orchus, Shvilim Shavatoro. Parsh Bishalach, Pasach Kam Yishlon Stakel B'Divrei Torah. Parsh was told this, B'Torim Kol Soidis Al Yenim Chesumim, meaning all the secrets are still there. They brought this in Yoni Kol Aribim Rebayis Al Lomu V'Slam Adregus. She was Alam Shabem Derech Yividasa. All the pshatim that the Torah took on as it went down from one oilum to one to the next to the next to the next, until in our world we have the pshat the way we have it. But the Soidis is still the pshat and those Olamas that it had when it was coming down, which we call the Soidis Torah, they're still there if you look deep enough. But lechein shkura b'fiyazoyer derives a kula e sasim agalia. The whole Torah is sasim closed v'galia and revealed. Shemavoyer l'kol mevin sheperushayhu shuaderech anister me'atorah kadosho. Sheinu kosim meforish shemavoyer ba. Right, that these words are that these the pshatim in the higher worlds, what the Torah is speaking, what it's saying in those higher worlds, those are still merumis in the Torah's nister, that they're hidden in the Torah that we have. Derech hanigla shabo, v'pshuto shel mikra shukosim meforish mevorba. So we have a nigla, which means the pshat that the Torah takes on in this lower world, and we have a nista, which means the pshat that the Torah took on in the higher worlds. Very geschmack, the way he's being mefarish, where you know what it comes from. We always know there's a nigla and there's a nista. This is how it develops. Very geschmack. V'loikem hashvizim b'sefer kosev, not like I saw in one sefer. Me'echad shechokar ala imyin b'mnei ma'korim l'chokmas ha'kabodah b'shem nista. Someone was talking about in a sefer. Why do we call Kabbalah b'shem nister? Halomishim even behem etzla yim niglim. If a person understands them and he learns them, so they're niglim by him. But not Hashem shenim yoidim mevinim, ala yishagam pshuto shemikra enim yoidim lefarish. And there are people that even the niglim don't understand. So why is it? Oh, so it's very good. It's a good kasha, right? I mean, you would think it's a good kasha, except he's saying it's not a kasha. You would think it's a good kasha. Meaning, why is it nigla nister? If it's nister because it's hard to understand, okay, but there are people that understand it. And if it's nigla because it's easier to understand, there are people that don't even understand that. So, okay. You could answer it. It's most people understand this and don't understand that, but. So it says, what's the pshat? Etzlam gam pshuto shemikadaka nister ma'am. So, but some people, even nigla should be called nister. The Teretz Shama Shet Teretz, and he answers there whatever he answers. So what he's saying is, no, that's not a kasha, because Nisder Nigla is not the pshat. How, whether it's easy to understand or hard to understand, or hard to understand, Nigla Nisder is the pshat. That Nigla is the pirush of the Torah in this oilam, and Nisder is the perushim that the Torah had in the upper oilamus, which is not the pirush in this world, but that you could still get and understand if you're on the level to understand. That's what Nigla Nisder means. He's saying, you don't have to, that's what he's saying. He's saying, not like this, not like this Savior that asked this Kasha. Every word is as tremendous soidus. Everybody can look in the depth of the words of the Torah, according to the level of his chokhma and the purity of his seichel, kedushas taras levavai, and his tara, roiv esko v'yoyni bo, and how much he looks into it. Amnam. Ikur etayim etayra soid nishmasa l'nishmasa dilo, sisrei sisareho, heim edvarm shakitza ata yoymin v'tikin mibriyoysov, v'yishlo yidom adayim. There's a deeper pshat, even deeper than what we call Nister, that the Bansham still is hiding from us, and that nobody knows. Rak Avinu Rishon washer his bechinas l'shmasa l'shmasa dilei. I guess only Avraham Avinu came to such an understanding. Shabbat Yamistaka Bizarre Ilah, with his higher light, Nishmas al Nishmas of the Torah Kedosha, the deeper, the side of the side of the Torah. Vachakam is Oyanus, how you glue us the fun of Bishar Sharsham Elyon. And only Avraham saw how deep that, the deepest understanding, relating it back to the highest levels of understanding. Only Avraham Avinu knew that. He doesn't mean Avraham Avinu. He means Adam Arishon. Avinu Arishon means Adam Arishon. Only Adam Arishon had that type. Was able to see that. But once he was chote, v'stali men azari law. So this higher light, this higher understanding, was taken away from him. But his babalu, but his abru, was zedarim bal yoyinim, and everything in the world became confused. Eitzadas toivara, that all the svarim say. Kuvin Rav Shechaim himself says it. Das is lashon of chibur. It's a das toiv ra, means all the toiv and ra became mixed up at that point. So there's nothing, right? Most things in the world is not 100% toiv, not 100% ra. The world became much more confusing. Nistibu gam nesivas shvilin ayodim techokmas of the raisa soy neshmat neshmatid lay. So that deepest, purest understanding that was already hidden from mankind, that was taken away after the Chet of Etzadas. And even by Kabbalah Satorah and Har Sinai, after his Basim Almo, even though it came to such a madrego, that Chazal said in Maimon Har Sinai that Klai Yisrael was Poskuz Umasim, which really means on some level, they were like Adam Rishon Koidem Machet, the Zumo, the Yitzhar that was inside of them, Poska, it left. Mamish like became external to them, like Adam Rishon Koidem Machet, that the whole Yitzhar was external. In Kolze, even so, it does not mean they came to the Hasago of that first beginning of Adam Rishon. Loi Zochel Asig Rak Oimek Penimius Anishmas of the Raisa. Avloi Bechinus Anishmas of the Nishmas. It wasn't on the same Madrega. Ad Asher Yara Ruach Mimarim, Yishpa Gizbarach Zvucha Kobasa, until the Banshan pours over his Ruach onto everybody, which I guess is going to be the ultimate Gu'ula. All these Galu Mabun, the Chachmas and the Stephens, Pelias, the Chachma, Yoyin, and Nishmas, and Nishmas, and Dilo. Okay, very good. Thank you.